This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome back. Tzvi Volker here, Baruch Hashem, this time with Rabbi Yeshua Gerzi, and continuing our exploration into this fascinating series of how to be able to prepare for Pesach, where ultimately we find that the key to financial success is really embedded in this wonderful and inspirational Chag. Before we start, we'd just like to thank our sponsor for today's shiur, which is the Gerzi Children, who are sponsoring this shiur, the Nishmas, the Tzaddik, Hilula, is today, Rav Elimelech Avijan Square. I believe there's some yichas, it's a great zede. Rav Gerzi, are you able to tell us and share with us the different generations of how is Mishtalshel down to the Gerzis?
Okay, so you have myself and my brothers, you have my mommy. Her father was Rav Gedalia Mordechai Rubin. His father was Rav Aaron Yonah Rubin. His father was Rav Shabtai, whose father was Rav Aaron, whose father was Rav Aryeh Leib, whose father was Rav Aaron, whose father was Ivey.
It's a bit of a wild challenge.
Reb Aaron. Then Reb Ashi Shai, Reb Aaron's wife. Reb Aaron is called Reb Aaron of Rimanovitz. So Reb Aaron's wife was a granddaughter from Reb Elimelech of Lezhensk and a great granddaughter from Reb Zusha.
Wow. Wow, amazing.
I think I got everyone in there.
Amazing.
Sorry if I didn't. So they're here with us. Any shiur I give, I always invite the Zaydas and the Babis. I always invite them. So Be'ezras Hashem, Rav Melech is here with us.
It's amazing.
And the other tzaddikim as well.
It's amazing. It's a tremendous chus to be able to share this Torah on such an auspicious day. I had the opportunity personally myself a couple of months ago for the first time to be in Lezhensk.
Wasn't there a picture where you had brother's name, Rav Yehuda Yitzchak, behind it? Wasn't him though.
Yes, it wasn't. But one of the crazy children's name was right there next to the kever. And of course, obviously, we're speaking about Avimelech, we're speaking about the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov, which really what we're trying to do over here in Work Inspired is to be able to share a vision that the tzaddikim had of being able to live an integrated life where there isn't this contradiction between Gashmias and Ruchnias, and really that's what the Global Chabura is about, and really an invitation once again for everyone to join us as we're going to be starting up after Pesach to really be able to acquire these pair of glasses and how to be able to live our lives.
Baruch Hashem.
Okay, so just to do a quick recap of what we did in our first class, we introduced this idea of the connection between Pesach and Parnassa. I believe the name of the class was "It's More Than Just an Expensive Time of the Year," which for a lot of people is a joke, but for a lot of people that's the way that they see Pesach and Parnassah. What do they have to do with each other? And what we saw was three levels of connection. We saw there's a level of connection which amazing Mar Makomas speak about the fact that the Parnassah for our whole entire year is really being drawn out from this Chag. Right, we spoke about a connection which is embedded into the fabric of the Pesach story, the Yetzias Mitzrayim story, that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very careful and very concerned that we should leave, right, not just as being free, but leaving with a lot of geld, leaving with a lot of money, and as well embedded into the story of the Shibud Mitzrayim and the Geulas Mitzrayim was this paradigm of how we look at work and how Paro used something, work, and turned it into Avdus. And really that which we can learn, and Be'ezras Hashem will be unraveling these themes as we go through the series. But what we want to speak about today in our topic is how can we prepare for this Chag, Abba Aleinu L'Tayv? How are we able to set ourselves up so that we're able to receive the tremendous Or, the tremendous Bracha, right? Big Adol, and particularly when it comes to this topic that we're speaking about in terms of Parnassa, in terms of our finances. So
I want to say,
sure.
I want to say, just to interrupt, this last Nakuda is such a big Nakuda because I think that's one of the major issues that we face today, where so many people, Mamish, Paro did a good one on us. And Paro, when speaking about the Avdus, about Aveda, about Parnassa, the work, we're still living, for so many people, they still live with this constricted mindset of Paro. This constricted mindset, which we picked up, and the world picked it up, in the Zman of Mitzrayim. Yeah. So that's really one of the deepest things we're trying to heal from.
Yeah, it's a very deep, the connection between power and the nachash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And obviously going back, this is a topic that we speak about in the Global Chabura extensively when we go into what was the curse and how to see how was the world impacted through the curse and what is work meant to look like. And it's a tremendous, it's a huge topic within itself. In terms of how we're going to answer this question, right, of how are we able to prepare for Yom Tov, how are we going to answer it? The best way that Yidden answer a question, which is with another question, right? Another question. We all know that Yidden answer questions with other questions. And that question is really something that I was thinking about, and I'm sure that those that were with us for the first class may have crossed your mind, which is, you're talking so much about Parnassa being drawn from the whole entire year, speaking about how Pesach is such a big day, drawing Shefa out through the whole entire year. What about Rosh Hashanah? Meaning, how does this work when we're taking a look at the calendar year and we speak about these important days, right? We know in Elul, Rosh Hashanah, we daven very much for Parnassa, and here we have these Marmakamas speaking about how Dafka, when it comes to Pesach, seems to be this, we quoted the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, speaking about being Nidun Ala Tvua and being this day connected to Parnassa. And it's a real question. It's a big question. It's a question that we're not going to fully be able to delve into. You know, Rav Gerzi, you've offered many shiurim going through all the different Rosh Hashanahs and different Bechinas and aspects, how that plays out in the year. But I think that this question answers the first question. Because the fact that we can have such a question, and I know it's something that I think about all the time, even though I try to work on myself, really just highlights the fact of how we need to prepare for this Yom Tov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a very clear way how to be able to prepare for Pesach, which is the mitzvah of, right, Chodesh, the kriya that we have of Parshas HaChodesh, as we run into Chodesh Nisan, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in order for us to be able to come into Pesach, in order for us to be able to receive these tremendous eras of Pesach, we need to remind ourselves of what Chodesh Nisan is. Because it's a real question, right, of how we understand Rosh Chodesh Nisan versus Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And I think there's a lot to speak about it. I think what we're going to do is we're going to build this out through taking a look at first a medrash that's found in Shmos Rabbah, right, and then a Svas Emes who expounds on this medrash to really just open up the conversation together.
Okay.
So the Shmos Rabbah and Tezvav Yud Aleph opens up, right, this distinction, right? We find a Chodesh Hazeh Lechem, Adau Dechziv, so the Medrash says, Ashrei Agaya Shehashem Eloikav, fortunate is the nation that Hashem is their God, right? The Medrash explains, Mishabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'ilama, when Hashem created the world, right? Kava Boi Roshei Chadashim V'Shanim, Hashem set up a Marechas, He set up a system, right, of Rosh Chodesh and of years. Kishabachar Yaakov Avinu Uvanav, and then when Hashem chose the Jewish people, He chose us. Kavaboy Rosh Chodeshim Shel Geula. Hashem chose this month, right, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is a Chodesh of Geula. And the Svas Emes expounds on this, right, and really it's a Torah that I've seen many times, right, and I'd like to look at it over and over again because it's something which is really a game changer in terms of the way that we view ourselves and the way that we view our identity as an Am and really as an individual. And the Svas Emes is found in Parshas HaChodesh Taf Reish Mem Vav says, quoting this Medrash, right, the Parshas HaChodesh is Elechem, so he says, B'pasuk Yaakov Bachar Lo Shekavah Lam Chodesh HaGula, quoting this Medrash, so listen to what he says. And Rabbi Gerzi, even though you weren't here last time, you can ask the Chevra, when I read one of these exploding Torahs, I stopped myself and I was like, Rabbi Gerzi would say, no, stop, just digest what we just, it's going to be one of these Torahs right now. Inyan hu de Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. So the Inyan is that Tishrei, which we're familiar with, is a Rosh Hashanah for years. Umitzad habriya shehu hareishis l'chol hanivroim. Mitzad the bria of the world. It is the beginning, all of creation. Aval v'nei Yisrael. But when it comes to v'nei Yisrael, right, Yaakov bachar loy, when Hashem chose Yaakov, Nisan hu Rosh Hashanah. Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah. Nisan's a Rosh Hashanah. She'iker hareishis shalanu, because where is really our iker of our beginning come from? Mashe nifchartanu liyos la'am Hashem v'chelkoi. Where does our beginning come from? It comes from the fact that Hashem chose us as a nation. And the Sfasema says beautifully in this piece, just skipping a little bit, but he points out, and this is so essential, like I still remember the first time I saw this, and I was like, Rebbe, and I was like, I never thought about this before. When we look at the Aseres HaDibros, what did Hashem say to us, right, when he spoke to us? And he says, Anoichi, l'chein, it says, Chsiv Anoichi, Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicho Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, and when Hashem said, I am Hashem your God, that took you out of Mitzrayim. But lo chsiv Asher Barisicha. Hashem didn't say, right, we think about the Aseres HaDibros, Hashem's introduction, he didn't say, I am Hashem that created you, that created the world. So the Sfasema says, why is that the case? Why isn't it that Hashem said, I am your God who created the world? Ki ze ikar tachlis habriya. Because the ikar tachlis habriya is, Hashem created the world. But the ikar tachlis habriya is that which Hashem had his intention, and that which he chose us to be involved in facilitating that role, which is expressed through the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. A later Torah in the Sfasema in Parshas HaChodesh is the last Torah that he gave, right, in his life. But Parshas HaChodesh, he says beautifully, he says the fact that the world, the Goyim, they serve Hashem because Hashem created them. Hashem created the world. We don't serve Hashem because He created the world. That's not where our relationship is. We serve Hashem because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And that's what he goes on to say, what does it mean? And what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu telling us? And what did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim? And what is it that Hashem wants us to hear as we roll into Chodesh Nisan to prepare ourselves for Pesach? HaChodesh HaZalachem, Shiyadzah HaChidosh HaMiyuchad Lanu, that there should be this special Chidosh HaMiyuchad Lanu B'yoyser MeHaChidosh HaRishon Shua Briah, that there's this Chidosh which is greater than that which is the Chidosh of the Briah. V'zah HaChidosh HaGa'ula V'eskalos Kvoidah Yisparach, that the Chidosh is of redemption and a revelation of the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayedeh Niflos through the Nisim Ayedeh HaTorah V'amitzvahis through the Torah and Mitzvah Shenitan Rak Libnei Yisrael, that were only given to Bnei Yisrael. One more line, and then we'll take a minute just to breathe and digest. Bnei Yisrael, shezeh ikar etzam yoisim me'abriya, and for us, and this is what he's saying, this is why it's Chodesh Nisan as our Rosh Hashanah for Bnei Yisrael. This is our ikar, more than the fact that Hashem created the world. Lehem Nisan Rosh Hashanah miyuchan. For us, Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah, special Rosh Hashanah. Mind-blowing line over here. Of course, you're going to help us with this. It says that the Sfasema says, therefore, according to that which each person, that for them, their ikar is about their avodas Hashem. For them, the ikar is about being Bnei Yisrael. Their ikar is about Nisan. So then, for that person, Dino Benisan Bechesed Hashem. Their din is going to be Benisan Bechesed. Right? As opposed to the classical way that we're used to of just Tishrei. So that's the Sfasema. It's full. It's like a flip. It's a flip. But it's what it's really doing is helping us recognize like who really we are.
It should do. There's a deal here. I want to add a very important point that's brought in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Emek HaMelech, Rabbi Nachman, and many others. When we're speaking about Yisrael, we're speaking about a state of consciousness. And anybody and everybody can tap into that state of consciousness, Jew, non-Jew alike. We can all tap into that state of consciousness. And the question is, do we or not? So for example, the Sfasema, Rav Leib Le'Eger, when they speak on the Psukim in about Lech Lecha or Parashas Yisra, both have a very similar Torah, that Hashem called out to everybody. Hashem called out, there was a bus call, as it says in Pirkei Avos, it says a bus call that goes out every day. Avraham Avinu, his ears, his heart, his mind was open. When we speak about Yisra, Yishma Yisra, a bus call went out to everyone, they heard. This is a very important nakuda as well, which needs excavation, but it should be said that anybody who wants to be a conscious being can come into a space of what we call Yisrael. Now, the fact is, are we just a creature living in this world, doing what a creature of this world does, a human being? Or Are we a member of this state of consciousness, this nation of Israel, this nation of Israel called Bnei Israel? Eventually everybody will have a rise in their consciousness, a raise in their consciousness, as Rabbi Nachman tells us. But the Nekudah is where do we see ourselves in this world? Before the complete revelation of God light, before the complete revelation of divine intelligence, as it will be, Be'ezras Hashem, the Nekudah is, where are we now? So if we view ourselves just as a creature, and the Aveda of this creature is to live in this world, the creature called the human being, we just live in this world, so the Din is a Din on Rosh Hashanah. If we view ourselves as a conscious being, that we're in partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's another journey to take here, which we're not going into now, but the fact is that, yes, the world was created, and nature, Teva, takes its journey. Am Yisrael, what we are saying, a deeper Nekudah here, is a deeper revelation, is that we blossomed from an exile within an exile. So we came to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from that place of darkness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, listen, there was a Gezerah, you needed to go down to Mitzrayim, you had your Tikkun, you came out, and the Nekudah is that through going through this journey, your Din now can be, if you want it to be, if you lean into the discomfort and own it, once that Tikkun is done, once that repair, that fixing of that discomfort is done, so now you open up to a whole new way of relating to the world. You open up to a completely different way of relating to the world. So if we choose to live as, so to speak, just a creature, a human being, plodding along, being a victim, not necessarily being awakened and conscious. So the Din is on Rosh Hashanah. If we choose to own everything that happens and we take cosmic responsibility, then the Din that we need to experience is actually experienced on Rosh Hashanah. On Pesach, and that din is a sweet din. That din is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's a different way of saying it? Say, for example, a person goes through something difficult, and it's just, you know, they bob along, they just do what they do. Okay, it's finished now, Shalom Yisrael. That's Rosh Hashanah. Say, for example, what's a Pesach? The consciousness of Pesach is that you go through something which is uncomfortable, but you own it, and actually you grow from it, you become a Bria Chadasha from it, then you don't come from this world. You've moved out of this world. Mitzrayim is Metzer Yam, narrowing, and you've gone beyond that. So the moment we open up, we flower into this new state of consciousness, there's a whole new level of how din works. And that din is a chesed. That din is an unbelievable chesed. And we can be zoiche to that din if we come into the world of Pesach correctly. If we come into it correctly. I just want to say as well, that's to do with the inyan of collectively Parnassa. Parnassa, as we said, Mamish, Paro really got us. Paro added another dimension of turning Parnassa into a curse. For us, Bnei Yisrael, excuse me, for us, Bnei Yisrael, it's the biggest blessing. It's the biggest blessing. If somebody chooses to come into that and look at everything as an opportunity, if you appreciate everything, appreciation adds in value. Everything appreciates in value. When a person depreciates, then everything goes down. It's our choice.
Right.
It's our choice.
Well, it's very beautiful in terms of explaining the experiential side of what that means to be able to shift from a Tishrei mindset within Teva to a Nisan mindset, you know, which is
out
above
Teva. Yeah.
And then we're able to channel in things on a different
becoming
realm.
Becoming the hero.
Of what it is. And I think that this is such an important, it's such an important yisod. You know, the Svasemes, he speaks about this in other places, that really what's taking place in through the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's really something for us to experience, is to recognize who we are and to recognize the fact that Yisrael, in our essence,
Yashar,
in our essence of who we are, is that we are Shaykh to the world of Nisan, right? The Maral speaks about Leil HaSeder. Why is it called Leil HaSeder? It seems, you know, what's the Seder that's going on? He speaks about the fact that there's a whole Marechas, there's a whole system, right, of Seder, of Nisan b'Niflaos. And that's really something that as playing part of Bnei Yisrael, we have a Shaykhus to. Now, what happens during the year is that Hashem gave us a very special mission, and that very special mission is to be involved in this world, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us down to be his ambassadors, right? And to be involved in the world of Teva, right? To be involved with every aspect of the Bria, and to uplift, and to be able to bring the Tikkun. Now, what can happen naturally while being involved in the world of Teva is that we can come to forget who we are. We can come to forget our essence of really what we're of who we are and what our capacities are, because we've been hanging out with a certain crowd. And comes Chodesh Nisan, and this is really the call of a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, right, is for us, as we're about to roll into Pesach, to really wake up and to be able to check in and to be able to realize, who are we? Yes, the fact that we find that Pesach is a time where it's a Rosh Hashanah, that Pesach is a time for us to be able to pull down, right, Shefa and Bracha for the whole entire year. If that's something which we find that's a bit strange, that on some level is showing us what may have happened, right? What may have happened to our ability, right, to be able to recognize who we are. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to wake up to us. And I think that on a practical level for us, in terms of trying to take this avodah of a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem and connect it to a Parnasa, right, is that I think that when it comes, right, each person in their own job, in their own field, in whichever way that they make Parnasa, there's a certain daily grind, there's a certain tether that we fall into of how we do things, because that's just the way that we've been doing them, right? That's what I've been doing for the last, you know, 3 years, 6 years, that's the method that I've used, that's a strategy that I'm familiar with. And the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, right, is really coming as a call for us to check in with really what perhaps might be our vision that we may have been not connecting to. Right, we may have had a certain vision that just because of the responsibilities of life and because of just the way that things happened, right, we may have forgotten and may have fallen off track of really what we want to be, really in the essence of who we are. And the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, right, as we're preparing for this tremendous time, right, of Shefa and Parnasa that is available for us on Pesach, the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem is really an invitation for us. And it's really an avodah that we can do as we come into Rosh Chodesh and we prepare for Pesach in this way, is to really check in, right, with where we are in our finances, right, where we are with our work, and to really see, is this really where I want to be? Or is there something deeper that I may have forgotten because I've been so busy with doing important and good things? I think that's one nekuda here of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Another nekuda that we wanted to bring out, and once again, it's a huge topic, right, it's something in the Global Chabura we're going to speak about a lot more in depth. But one additional theme that we find really integrated into this call of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, right, is something that Sfas Emes speaks about in a different year, right? But really, as we're going to see in a few moments, it's Mevusesis in going into Sifrei Kabbalah, and even before Sifrei Kabbalah, it's really a Sod in Yahadus. But the way that the Sfas Emes explains it over here in Taf Reish Samech, is that what he says is that HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this call to be prepared for Geula that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Bnei Yisrael, came along particularly with the mitzvah connected to Zman. And this is what the Sfas Emes says. We're not going to read the whole thing, but you see on top, he says, "Achsev HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, shenimser HaZman l'Bnei Yisrael." That Hashem gave over Zman to Bnei Yisrael. Right, that we find the Yisrael, the kitchen. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this role to be Bekadesh Zman, and Bekoach Zeh we went out of Mitzrayim, Lachin Hikdim Parshas HaChodesh, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makdim, right, this mitzvah of Chodesh, and we have before Pesach this Parshas HaChodesh for what? Once again, as a call for us, a reminder for us to check in, how do we relate to Zman? And I know for myself, right, I know this is something Rebbe, you've helped me with a lot, you know, personally, you know, this topic of time management, right, it's a big topic today, right, especially, you know, as we have more and more things to do, right, and more distractions, you know, and much is spoken about the fact that, you know, you have to be a good manager of time, right, because we have so many responsibilities in work, outside of work, and if you're able to master time management, so then you're going to be successful. It's a very interesting and fundamental question about how we look at our relationship with time. But one thing that we find, and you have it bolded here in the Mar Makomos, because this is, you know, really captures the essence of what the Svasemis is saying over here, is that he says, is that really, when it comes to the relationship of Yisrael, what it means to be a Yid and time, is Vehem Shaltim Al Azman Va'Teva. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to awaken us to this reality of the fact that we are sholet al hazman v'ateva, right? That the zman is not something that controls us, but it's something that we control. And how that plays out is a huge game changer in terms of the way that we function, you know, particularly when it comes to work and a lot of things that come up in terms of how we manage our time and be successful. But really, I think the root underneath of all of those, and this was really the conversation we had years ago, talking about different time management strategies, and Rebbe was like, wait, forget about time management strategies. Like, let's just look at how do we look at Zman. And really, that's an embedded message over here. It's a Pesach.
First of all, we just gave a share. And I thought it was a good heading. If you want to be indestructible, you have to be undistractable.
If you want to be
indestructible,
okay.
You have to be undistractable.
Oh, undistractable.
Undistractable. Okay. You have to... Focus is so important. Excuse me. Maybe it's the coffee. I'll just tell you, I shouldn't have had the coffee. We have to complain at the bet cafe. Yeah. I want to start, chas v'shalom, God forbid. I want to start off by sharing here something from my wonderful teacher, Rabbi Belsky, Zichron Nivracha. So Rabbi Belsky, in the second Chelek, page 49. Tell me if this sounds familiar to us. There are two opposite forces facing each other. Repetition versus newness. Newness seeks first time freshness and must battle against repetition that would impose the boredom and the tenuum of habit. This is the most ancient battlefield of the most powerful antagonists. Man versus time. The desire of man for constant freshness and surprise must prevail over the forces of time, which invests everything with the familiarity of repetition. There's this deep nakuda that everybody experiences. And really, there's two states that we could be in. Either we're owned, so to speak, by time, which in another way is das, falling into nefesh, that I'm not conscious, I just am. I'm just bobbing along like a cork on the sea. Just wherever things go, that's where I go. And this is something which, again, a lot of people do. And what we want, though, is not to be like that. We don't want to be like that. So, for example, in Likutei Halachos, Netilas Yadayim, in the second part, Ois Vav, tells us is that one inyan, one of the main themes of Mitzrayim, the Metzer Yam, Mitzrayim wanted to imprison us in time and space. Wanted to imprison us in time and space, that we're not conscious. But really, what we want is to be conscious beings. We want to know that I can be in relationship with time and space. They don't need to own me. I could be in relationship with time and space. So, for example, we've spoken about the two modes of human experience. We've got Olam HaTeva and Olam HaPela. Olam HaTeva is when I'm just going around doing my whatever I'm doing. Olam HaPela is when I'm awake. Olam HaPela is like, oh, mamash geshmak. It's like, wow, the world of wow. Everything is hitchachas, wow. Everything I look at is new. It's real. Paro and the story of Mitzrayim wants to bring us in. They want to put the heavy weights on our feet and then get thrown into the body of water. And the Aveda that we need to be Isaac in is to know how to unlock that weight that's on our feet drawing us down, and we want to breathe. We want to have the ability to be above, so to speak, in relationship with. And this idea is an idea that's brought, as you mentioned, the Arizal brings it, the Rashash brings it in several places, the Hagdamas, the Sharim Vagdam, and many places, the Rachavot HaNahar, many places, that we could either be stuck in time, trapped in time, or we could be present and we can be working with it from a different perspective. I'm alive, I'm fresh, newness, it chalchus.
Amazing. I think what we'll do is this, you know, because I actually have to head out a little bit short, but this is such a topic which I know is so essential and so misunderstood. What we'll do is this. Let's read this piece from the Arizal, which really, I think, really touches upon the fundamental way of how we're going to view time. And then I think maybe we'll be able to expound a bit more in terms of how that plays out within our day-to-day and how we're going to be experiencing situations in which we have so much to get done, right? And we want to be able to somehow try to be able to manage our time. So let's take a look at the Rebbe just quoted it a second ago. We have an Imar Makomos, in front of you. And really this, what we brought over here is a Torah from the Siva Shalom. We bring some... He quotes. The Siva Shalom quotes Yisod HaAvodah, right?
That's what, his great...
Right, his great... Who is it?
It's great-great-uncle.
His great
Nesiva Shalom was the Nesiva Shalom's ancestor was the brother of the first Shalom Rebbe.
Okay. So he's bringing over here from the Arizal, right? Maybe b'shem Arizal shebechol yom v'yom v'sha'a v'sha'a eino dome kol achas l'chaverta miyom b'riyas ha'olam v'ala. Right? But there's a reality, the spiritual reality. Is that there isn't just, you know, another day, there isn't just another hour, and, you know, from a time management perspective, it's like, okay, there's just like this day, and there's this week, you know, time chunking, whatever you have to do in this hour, everything's the same. It's just a matter of how we're able to, you know, take it and use it. But what we're finding over here is what the teaching is that no, that each day and each hour is not, in its essence, is not similar to the other. Miyom b'riyas ha'olam v'ala, from the beginning of time. V'chein ein, just as well we find, v'chein ein doyme adam la'adam miyom b'riyas ha'adam v'ala. When we look at people, where we're not going to say, I'm the same as you. We know that each person is different from the beginning of the b'riya, moving forward. V'ein adam echad yichol l'taken ma shechaveru metaken. And therefore, there isn't in a reality, it isn't possible that one person is going to be able to create a tikkun and to fix that which another person is able to fix. Then it goes on to say, and this is the key line that is so important for us to hear in this topic. V'shayach habirur lefi hashana v'lefi hayom v'lefi hasha'a v'kefi estamus oisa adam. And therefore, what's incumbent upon us, right, is that in any given moment, to clarify according to the year, the time of the year, according to the day, according to the hour, according to the person, what's being called into this moment. And really what Arizal was sharing with us is a perspective of not looking as time is all the same. And therefore, it's something that, okay, we can manage it and we feel like we have more time and less time. But realizing that there's something which is being manifested. And I think that that's really, really the key of really adapting this mindset towards time, which is something Hashem wants us to recognize as we're going into Pesach. So that therefore we're able to properly relate to it and experience Geula, how we need to experience Geula.
That's the two states. We can live in a state of Golas, which is basically owned by time. It's just the same. Or we could be in a Geula state. We could be stuck in what Mitzrayim and what Paro wanted from us and for us, Metzeryam. Or we could be Yasharkel.
Right.
Yisrael, we can evolve, we can develop our consciousness that I'm exiting my mind, entering my present moment, and hitchatchus, newness.
Yeah, amazing. Newness. Amazing. Okay, so last time it was just me with Arav Kirsi, this time, the best hands ever. The Bezus Hashem will be able to, you know, continue to develop this and share really how we really find these yisoides, you know what I'm saying, and really in the foundations, I'm saying, in Kabbalah and how that plays out.
Bezus Hashem. carrying on from what we were speaking about some time ago in regards to these two worlds. We've got the world of Rosh Hashanah, which is a world of Klal. Everybody is judged at this time. Then we have this unbelievable Chag of Pesach, and Nisan is Rosh Chodesh Lachem, where we're told that the judgment for those who really invest in this time period can be the judgment. The difference that we spoke about was how we relate to time. Are we a human being? We are, so to speak, a creature that lives in this world the way every other element of reality exists in this world? Or are we what we call B'nai Yisrael? Are we a nation of Israel? Are we conscious? Yisrael is Yashar Kel, that then belongs in this world, but as the Baal Shem Tov says in Savasari Vav, we are aliens in this world. We don't belong in this world. We're in this world, but we don't belong in this world. This is the difference between Rosh Hashanah, which is the Rosh Hashanah of Din, the Rosh Hashanah of Klal, to the world of Nisim, the world of Nisan, which is beyond. It's more than this world. And we want to fit in, so to speak. We don't want to fit in to the world of Tishrei. We don't want to get stuck. We don't want to get owned in the world of Teva. And we really want to live in the world of Pela. This is Rosh Chodesh Lachem. Rosh Chodesh Lachem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, who tells Am Yisrael, you now are and can be beyond time and space. And as we quoted the wonderful words of Rabbi Nosson in Likutei Halachos, that the Mitzrayim, the Metzer Yam, the Mitzrayim exile, was an exile of time and space. And being taken out of Mitzrayim is a liberation. If you choose, if you approach it with the right mentality, it's a liberation from time and space. We then went on, and these are makoros that are found absolutely everywhere, starting with the Arizal and found in the Zohar. But the Arizal says very, very clearly that no 2 days are alike. No 2 moments are alike. And going through sources of the Rashash in several different places, or if you look in Shar HaKavanos, where he speaks about why we have to pray each and every day. Why? Because each and every day is different. Each and every tefillah is different, because 3 times a day, there are 3 new junction points. As the Baal HaLeshem says, each moment is different. What we come out sharing is that every single moment, every single moment there's hitchatshus, and we can experience that hitchatshus. As we quoted the wonderful words of Rabbi Belsky, that we are faced with this battle. Am I owned, Metzer Yam, or am I Rosh Chodesh Lachem? It's our choice. So maybe one avoda to think about, and we always come back to the most basic avodas. The most basic avodas that I learned from my teachers are the most fundamental. My teachers, whether it's Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Shapiro, Rabbi Singer, Rabbi Chaim Sinwani, they were of a way of thinking that you have to take the most basic avodas and practice them day in and day out, if you choose to practice them, to help remind you, because that's part of the issue. Part of the issues, we get swallowed up and we don't remember. We want to be reminded of hitchatshus. We want to be reminded of newness. We want to be awakened. That's poked. That's the inyan of tafkid. Every single moment is a new tafkid. So one exercise that we will always go back to, but it's an exercise to think about now. Am I living in the world of teva? Am I just being owned by that which is going on? Am I just following my thinking? Am I just, walking the walk? Or am I in a world of Pella? Do I slow down and do I look around? Wow. And a way to start to practice getting your whole neurology into that state. In the world of Kabbalah, we call this an alignment of Naran, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. The nefesh can absorb our consciousness in an unhealthy way, or potentially in a healthy way if we're dancing in a chasana and we want to let go. So we want more of the good nefesh absorbing the das, and we don't want just to lose ourselves in the daily grind. So how do we start to do that? So one exercise, which we call a grounding exercise, it's going through the chushim, the senses. What we do Start to feel the ground under your feet. Whatever you're doing right now, become aware, feel the ground under your feet. And become aware how you are being supported by the ground under your feet. Depending on how courageous you are, you could lie down on the floor. Many a time when I'm working with people and they feel, for example, some anxiety or something like that, lie down on the floor and just feel that you're being supported. That feeling of being supported we'll speak about at other times. It's Hashem supporting us. We can transmutate that feeling of being supported, Hashem supporting us. But right now, feel the ground under your feet. And now, let's move up to the sense of smell, okay? And just start to sniff, smell. And now place your attention on your listening. Listen to the loudest sounds. Right now it's raining, and I can hear the rain. Can hear the dripping of the rain. And now come to listen to the quietest sounds. I can hear myself breathing. I can hear and feel my heartbeat. And now open up your eyes and just look around. Look around how everything is perfectly placed. And you can as well just look around and go, wow. Wow, look at that. Put a smile on your face. Wow. And you can exit your mind, enter the present moment, move from a place of Olam HaTeva to Olam HaPela. You can come and you could look at the same thing with fresh, new eyes. And we could live in experience what the Arizal has been saying, what we quoted in the name of the Sayyid HaAvaida, of Slonim, the Rashash, and all the other tzaddikim, whether it be the Chernobyler, for example, who says that's why every single day you have to have Hidchadshus in your Avaidas Hashem. You have to have Hidchadshus in the Vekus, Emunah, and Bitachon, because it's all new. And the several other Makairas that are there. This is how we can live it. We could start to become conscious practitioners of living in the world of Pela. Rosh Chodesh Lachem. And Mamish is Lachem. HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave us Rosh Chodesh. Each and every individual. You, me, all of us. We all have this ability to move from one state to another state. The state of Olam HaTeva to Olam HaPela. And one of these big chidushim of Mitzrayim, big chidush of Mitzrayim, Paro knew this. Paro knew that if you suck out the chidush, then they become like an animal, like a sheep. The world of Pesach is this world, Rosh Chodesh Lachem, Nisan, is this world of chidush. It's this world of hitchadshus. And all of us can own it. So Be'ezras Hashem Chever, experiment and experience and allow yourself to feel, to experience the magic of the moment and to be in a state of Rosh Chodesh Lachem. And Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach Mamash, we should all go from strength to strength.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.